At this time, we're bringing on Stephen A. Leahy, who I love and adore in many ways, who has also asked me via text messages about 6 times what time he was on the show today, Stephen. I don't know how many times I can tell you we're going to call you a little after 1 o'clock. And then Iridium calls you 3 times and you don't pick up.
Well,
and
I had my cell phone.
Well, I had like a stroke, Stephen, because I... She's like, Stephen's not picking up. I'm like, I've told him 3 times this morning.
Let me first say this, John. My mom would be in prison.
Really? For
neglect. Okay, because yes. When I was 6, I was away from her, for hours at a time, and that's just the way it was. And so
you were an iron worker at 6, weren't you?
No, 8.
8. Yes. Okay. I can see that. Yeah, I know. I bet, it's interesting. I bet some parents are rolling their eyes, being like, "It's a 6-year-old. He went to the park. It's fine." That's right on that edge, though, right? Like 6 years old. I mean, I was riding bikes. I rode my bikes to school with a couple friends. I had to have been no more than 8 or 9, right? Maybe even – I had to ask my parents for sure. But if your kid's independent, and you know them and you trust them, and I don't see what the big deal is. But maybe I'll feel differently when my son's 6 and I go, that's way too young.
You might. But, again, it's like kids – kids will be kids. You can't watch them all the time.
Exactly. That's a good defense. Hey, look, what am I supposed to do, watch these kids all the time? I don't think that'll hold up, Stephen.
Probably not, John.
How are sales of the books going? I know it's the 10...
It's going.
Yeah,
it's... Yeah, I haven't really... I had kind of launch. I did a soft launch, and I'm doing another one to get the books out. I want to do more podcasts and get the word out. But, I talk about 1099s, as you know, all the time. And here we are with tax season, and I'm talking about 1099s again.
Yep.
Why? Because it's one of the most common things now. One of my sharp CPAs brought to my attention on 1040, the form 1040 this year. They have a line on schedule line G on 1040 form. It's new. A couple years ago, remember they put the cryptocurrency on the first page. So they're changing that 1040 every year. They're adding something. So this year they added something. It's on line G, says wages from form 8919. And people say, well, what is that? Well, that's if your employer is giving you a 1099 and you think you should be an employee, right? And so they're really tracking this stuff so much better than they ever did, because they have the ability to do it. So and they're getting more and more detailed.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So you wrote a book that helps tax professionals, or just people that are maybe business minded, to kind of decipher all of these 1099s.
The 1099.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you had a chance to read your copy, John?
I have not. No, but it is prominently displayed on the coffee table right now. I did fiddle through when you were here, and I pointed at a couple interesting ones. I think just as a thought exercise to learn them all. Maybe I could even make a song out of it, so we memorize them all together.
Well, as long as I don't have to sing it like David makes
Hochberg,
his people sing. I ain't singing.
Yeah. I have a pretty selfish question for you, Stephen, and you may not have the answer, but I think you do. I have forgotten with my 12 jobs to change all my W-4s to reference the fact that now I have a child, a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for a moment, I had a panic that I was missing out on a potential tax deduction. Mm-hmm. But that all gets squared at tax season, right? And then I can update
Absolutely.
Them for this year.
Absolutely. They're just taking more money out than they otherwise would, because your taxes are going to go down because you have an exemption, right?
Right.
So it's you add it to it, you're going to pay less taxes. The people who are taking money out of your account, out of your check, right? They're just taking more than they otherwise would. And not a bad thing. You have other self-employment tax income too, so you can offset it that way.
Hopefully it'll balance it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a refund in a couple of years, and I think there's going to be a lot of people who haven't gotten refunds for a couple of years find out that maybe they're at a zero, or maybe they are getting a little refund with some of the changes
mm-hmm.
made.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We did our first overtime. I don't know if you want to get into that now.
Oh, yeah. Tax on overtime, right?
Yeah. And as everybody says, there's no tax on overtime. It's kind of different than what you think it is, in the sense that, if I made, just to keep the math easy, if I made $10 an hour and then overtime is $15, you're still going to pay tax on the $10, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not getting $15 untaxed. So, and I think a lot of people think that, oh, all my overtime is not going to be taxed. No, just a portion of it.
Interesting. So as people fill out their taxes, if they had their, like when they got their checks and they had overtime, were they taxed on the way in? And now when they get to tax time, that gets exempt in the form of a refund?
Exactly. They just pay less taxes, right? Your tax is going to go down. But, you know, and they haven't really figured that out yet. This year on your W-2s, there's no line on there that says overtime, right? So how are you going to claim it? It's going to be a little bit more complicated than you think it is. Because how do you know how much overtime you had?
Yeah, that's right? True. So, it's not delineated like that. You'd have to, go through every single pay stub and find it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, now next year it's supposed to be on the W-2. They're going to require that the employers track it. But, you know, as it is today, it's not on the W-2, so you have to do it yourself.
Yeah. Something else that I think a lot of suburban homeowners might be excited about, and some city homeowners too, the lifting of the SALT tax, which used to be capped at $10,000, meaning state and local taxes. If it was $15,000, you only got the $10,000. And I think this SALT may lead to more people being itemizing and maybe get above the standard deduction. Am I wrong with that assessment, Stephen?
No, that's absolutely true. And, you know, in Illinois, it's not unusual to pay more than $10,000 in property taxes, right? And so a lot of people were capped at that, and now they're going to get that deduction, and that's a big difference.
Yeah,
it's a really big difference.
And maybe this is too in the weeds here, and I know that you're a lawyer and you have CPAs.
I love to be in the weeds.
I know you do. Me too. But what I'm saying is, if you don't know, that's okay, because I know you have a bunch of CPAs that help you out. You're the lawyer.
I do.
And you do that. But so, like, let's say that I was originally capped at $10,000. This year now, state and local taxes are going to add up to $15,000. Is that essentially $5,000 I'm getting back, or is that $5,000 less of income that I've made?
Yeah, it's that $5,000 less income.
Exactly.
Right? It's not a credit.
Right. So some people that are like, oh, I'm going from 10 to 20, I'm going to get $10,000 more. No, your income is falling by $10,000,
exactly.
Which is still something that, you know, depending on which bracket you're in, that could be a couple grand, but it's not tit for tat, one for one.
Exactly. It's not a credit. It's just a deduction.
Okay. I'm just trying to do anything I can to get a refund this year, Stephen. So
I understand. And, you know, I got a guy that's going to help you.
I do. within the boundaries of the law, though, Stephen.
Yeah. Absolutely true.
Exactly.
Absolutely true.
No, you know, it's funny.
Everybody should take every deduction that they're entitled to. Absolutely. And I think too many people don't.
Or they don't know how to do it, right? They don't quite. Like, I've thought through things now that as a part of my work is independent contractor work, which is why you helped me out to set up an S-Corp where I essentially pay myself a payroll. Yes, I have to pay payroll taxes on it, but it's better than the self-employment tax. Mm-hmm. And there's all these other complicating factors around it. But as now a company paying myself, the employee, there are a lot of benefits to that in terms of different subscriptions I have for work that I use. Now that's business expenses, and that's totally legit. It's part of my work that I do as a contractor. There's a bunch of different things that now, to enhance my work as an independent contractor, are now business expenses, and that lowers my overall taxable income. And that's not a lie. That's not some sort of ruse we're playing. That's legitimate expenses that now are part of my business.
Absolutely true. And, you know, that's why we have companies, and that's why we set them up that way. And that's the benefits of running a company, or the benefit is the company has expenses, and those expenses shouldn't be taxed. And that's why we deduct them. Right. And that's why we keep good records. Right. Because record keeping is really the key to all this.
Yeah, for sure. Stephen, let's take a break. We'll get some calls on the other end of it. Maybe some texts as well. 312-981-7200. Stephen, I'll text you in the commercial break that, yes, you are still on the air with us. And we'll do that a couple times so you don't go away. And we'll have more with Stephen A. Leahy. And your questions, too. 312-981-7200 after this. All right. Let's lock Stephen in. We're going to take Eileen's phone call here. Yep. All right. Let's go to Eileen. Hi, Eileen. What's your question for Stephen?
Hi, I'm a senior, and I've been using the senior form for the last 2 years, but I have Medicare, and of course I have supplement insurance. Can you deduct the supplement? Because I've never deducted the supplement. I don't know if it's not enough or it's based on your income.
Deducting the supplement. Stephen, do you know anything about that? I bet your team does.
I do know a little bit about it. You can't deduct it, but it gets really complicated because it is based on your income. Right. And then how much you get and so, you have to have it above a certain level of your income. So it can be deductible. And so if you'd like me to answer your specific question, because it's like everything else, John, it depends.
It depends, right? Lawyer talk.
It depends. And it'd take too long to dive into your personal circumstances, but we'd be happy to do that if you call me at my office at 312-664-6649, and we'll answer your question specifically about yours and whether you can take it or not.
Yeah, that's a great way to follow up with Stephen. That number one more time, by the way, Stephen?
It's 312-664-6649.
Yeah, and that's how you can get the specific answer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also like there's a lot of different rules and things you have to calculate. I know for some people, maybe they gave birth this year, or they had a lot of medical expenses for something. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I checked, it was anything over 7.5% of your income that was spent on medical bills, the rest is tax deductible. And I don't know if people take advantage of that stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of people, it's not over the 7.5%, right?
Oh yeah.
So it's not deductible. Because that's, now again, if your income's low, then you can get that, right?
And don't get me started on the fact that IVF and surrogacy for one couple, they get a deduction, and me and Enrique didn't. That's a whole other thing, Stephen A. Leahy.
It is. We've talked about that, John.
Yes. Well, I think I'm just going to say it's not fair that, in my opinion, that a straight couple that goes through IVF and has exorbitant costs that very likely go, and in my case, definitely went over 7.5% of our medical expenses for a year. Yeah. They get to deduct it from their taxes, as they should, and we don't. And they've written, there's nowhere in the law that says that one way or the other about a same-sex couple doing it versus a straight couple, but you write like P&Ls to the tax. You have to like ask the IRS. Yeah. And every time a couple asks, a same-sex couple asks, the IRS says, nope, that's not deductible. So anyway, Stephen, didn't mean to drown you in my sorrows from last year again.
I get it. That's all tax stuff. I love that.
So. I know. I'll tell you what, I'm glad the news is coming up because I could go on and on about that for a little bit. But boo-hoo me, I have a great child now and I'm so excited and it doesn't matter about the tax deduction. But boy, that would have been nice last year. Stephen, hang on the line. Actually, give us your phone number one more time and we're going to do a few more minutes after the news, okay?
Okay. First, I want to tell business owners you should be on my email list. Go to fightbacknow.com, sign up, it's free. Or call me at 312-664-6649.
All right, and time for Sylvia Stone's news here on WGN. Stephen, I wanted to give a couple extra minutes. Anything else you wanted to mention about tax time, tax season? I mean, it's important to talk to professionals, small businesses. The clock is ticking even faster. It's not the April 15th deadline. It's the March 1. And if you haven't done your taxes and really bookkept well, maybe this is the month here as you go through February to reach out to you, Stephen, and really get a hold of this, because it can really pile up.
100%. And again, I think people that March is, it's like tomorrow, right?
Right.
It's already on us. So it doesn't hurt to ask for an extension like now. Right? Don't wait till the end. Don't wait till the, because if you don't use it, it doesn't matter. Mm. But if you need it, the penalties for not filing late are 5% per month. Right, the penalties for not paying are only 0.5% per month. So it's a huge difference in the penalties for not filing on time. And so you don't want to go there. You want to make sure that you get your extension. And it doesn't hurt to ask for it now.
Yeah, so if someone's out there and they've maybe recently become a small business owner and they know deep down that they have not been on it like they should be on it, and it's nothing nefarious. They're not trying to rob the government of money. They just are – they know their business, right? They aren't as good on the bookkeeping thing. Maybe a great way to do is, hey, I'm going to file an extension this year, reach out to Stephen A. Leahy and his team, and you guys can help kind of make them whole in this department.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, because I get a lot of people who haven't filed in some years, file now. File this year. Don't worry about the last years. Some people say, well, I haven't filed in a couple of years, so I can't file this year. No, that's wrong. Hmm. You can still file this year, right? And it's probably, and you want to get on the right track as fast as you can. Why? Because there's a limit on how far back the IRS will go. And you want to start getting in compliance as soon as you can, so that window starts collapsing, and then your problem will be solved. If you keep doing the same thing over and over again, the problem will never go away.
One reason why I like you so much, Stephen, is this is personal to you, and you're trying to help people avoid a situation your family got in, and you're a small business family of entrepreneurs, and I love your story. And if you don't mind sharing just a little piece of that again to find, just to give people the why behind what you do.
Well, you know, when I was growing up, my dad had a janitorial business. He left the iron workers. He was an iron worker, as I was, as his dad was. And he got into, he started a janitorial company. And it got fairly successful. But dad was never good at keeping records. And you know, back in the 70s, the 80s, it was the IRS took some years to come after you. They didn't know, right? So you let that problem get out of hand. And my dad hadn't filed for a long time, and the IRS shut his business down. So, you know, that just happens. And so it teaches you, you know, just because you're in business, and people, and I really do love business owners, right? Because there's a certain group of people that become business owners and why they do it, right? I try to tell people, I want to help you achieve the American dream. But you can't achieve the American dream if you're not paying your taxes and you're not following the rules. And unfortunately or fortunately, it's part of running a business. You have to get your bookkeeping in order. You have to file your tax returns, or they won't let you run a business.
Can I also just say that getting those things in order, the bookkeeping, yeah, it's to ultimately have to pay Uncle Sam, but I think it can make you a smarter business owner in general to really keep track of where your money's going. There isn't an added advantage, of course, as a business owner to really know where your money's going. I mean, it could make you, you know, slim down in certain areas, be more thrifty in other areas, realize you could expand in other areas. Stephen, putting it all on paper is not the worst thing.
100%. And that's part of it. And I think so many business owners kind of go day to day and are trying to just make it to the next day. And they don't get into planning, and they don't think they really have, or I don't have time to do this. But you really don't have time not to do it, right? And, so, you know, one of my favorite books, and I'm going to plug it here, is called Who, Not How. And what that book talks about is you got to learn as a business owner to ask, who can help me do this, rather than how can I do it? Because business owners take on too much themselves. You can't do everything. You can't be great at everything. And so you should get help in those critical areas. And taxes is a critical area. Mm-hmm. You can't let that go, because your business will not succeed if you're not keeping up with your taxes and your bookkeeping. It just won't.
Now, small business owners who are like, oh no, he's going to charge me thousands of dollars to do some class or something and look at my finances, you do a monthly subscription thing for way less than that, and then you do the taxes too. Like, it's all worked out.
Yep. And again, you it's not, people go to their tax preparer every year and they say, well, my guy never tells me, you know, I should do this or I should do that. What they misunderstand is that's not the tax preparer's job. You're giving them data. They're just converting it in to give it to the IRS. If you want a plan, then you need somebody different than a tax preparer. And if you're a business owner and you don't have a guy, then you should call me, right? 312-664-6649. And what I mean by that is that you need somebody in your corner that you can call and ask questions to. And if you don't have that, you need it. If you're running a business, you need that.
Yeah, because you're going to get a letter one day. The IRS is a 12-month-a-year operation. And also, there's things that happen at work that you're like, wait, hold on. Yeah. I'm confused on this. And just be able to know that I can call and pick up the phone to you, Stephen, because I'm a subscriber. Yep. It makes it so much better. Okay, the number one more time, Stephen, and any websites you want people to sign up for your newsletter for.
I want my newsletter. First, I'm going to talk about my newsletter. If you're a business owner, you should be on my daily email list. Go to fightbacknow.com, sign up. It's free. If you have a question, if you're thinking, hey, I have some tax questions, or you're looking for someone to help you with your taxes, then you should call me at 312-664-6649.
And I did just check that if you do fightbacknow.com in all caps, it still works. So if you want to do it like Stephen A. Leahy, fightbacknow.com, then you can do it in all caps, and it gets you to the right place.
It still goes there.
It still does. I just wanted to double check before I told people to do that. So put on your big fingers of fightbacknow.com and head there. Stephen, take care, my friend. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, John.